This is Apollo Control at 104 hours, 18 minutes. We're not quite 2 minutes away from acquisition of the command module. We'll try to give you an explanation of what happened during the staging sequence. The backup guidance system, the AGS or abort guidance system mode control switch was in auto because the radar had been used to track the command module, and they were using the auto mode for reaction control system attitude control. Now this mode control switch should have been placed in attitude hold for staging, but it was not because that step had been omitted from the checklist. So the control system maneuvered the lunar module to lock onto the command module as the computer directed, but that was not the proper attitude for staging. And the crew we're not sure whether they went to pulse mode or to straight manual control, but they went to one of those two modes and to get out of that situation. And the staging went well. We're about 30 seconds away from acquisition now. The altitude at staging was 33.4 nautical miles. Gene Cernan was the only crewman in the LAM being monitored by the flight surgeon, and his heart rates during that staging sequence range from 105 to 129.
Guys, got 21 minutes counting about. Thing. Well, I was doing okay until the last 100 miles or so, and I had to put it tight dead man because when we start talking about things like plane changes, I want to be able to go back and look at the ball. I think we're fat right now.
Charlie Brown, Houston, we're standing by, over.
Roger.
Charlie Brown, Houston, how did the CSI go?
This track. breaking a limb against the background of the moon or something down there. It's really fantastic.
We copy, Charlie Brown. Hey, Snoop, Houston, we're reading you 4 by, over. Roger, need your 9, Snoop, Houston, need your 981 numbers and your residuals, over.
Roger, standby.
Okay, for CSI, the 981 number, we're 4543, 0 and 0. Residuals were 0, minus 44 and 0.
Zero, zero, residual zero, minus 0.4 and zero. Thank you much.
And I'm gonna try and get your high gain.
Raj.
Copy that,
Charlie Brown, Houston, did Snoop do a plane change, over? Charlie Brown, Snoop, correction.
And at the plane change time, which was 104.15, I had minus 1.1 and they had plus, they had one in the opposite direction, so we decided not to do it there.
Roger, we copy.
Hello, Houston. This is Snoopy on high gain. How do you read?
Roger, we got you on a high gain, Snoop.
Okay, this high gain stuff is a piece of cake. I don't know what you were all so worried about.
Rich, we could say the same about the Omnis.
Yeah, all I did was look at you come over the horizon and I pointed the high gain up down my Z-axis like I hoped I could and bam, there you were, and she locked on.
Roger, we got you, and we got you counting down, and we see you 1645.
Okay, it seems like every time we initialize or call up P-20 for the first time, the first mark we have to reject because it's got horrendous 5-digit numbers in it.
Roger, we copy.
Showing range 97 miles.
It looks like TPI, my last recycle, TPI has moved away from us 2 minutes and 20 seconds. I'm going to go and try calculating our plane change here and compare it with yours, but it looks like we're in good shape. I got a delta H of 14.9.
Roger, Snoop. We copy. Houston.
That delta H is the differential altitude between the command module and the lunar module. Gene Cernan reads it as 14.9 nautical miles. And we'd like to be right around 15 nautical miles, so that's very good. in this next maneuver, the CDH.
Charlie Brown Group, we're locked on with you all the way, right together. Roger, you're right in plane with us, Charlie Brown. Hello, Houston, this is Snoopy. One thing that looks real good to us, the rendezvous radar's temperature's kept fairly cool. In fact, where it is now at 80 is about as hot as it's gotten all day. Over.
Roger, we copy, Tom. Thank you much.
Charlie Brown, this Snoop, our plane change is NG, so we're not going to burn ours. We'll wait for yours. If it sounds good, we'll look at it. Time is 104-435-271.
Roger, we copy.
04-435-271.
That's it, Charlie Brown.
John, we're going to ignore it here.
Ours was in the opposite direction, even with the sign change, but let's not burn it. You're right down to belly band, babe.
And we're 10 minutes away from the CDH maneuver, that burn that will make the differential altitude constant. Be a very small maneuver on the order of 2 to 2.5 feet per second. The ground solution is 2.3 feet per second. The crew is now getting a solution from their computer.
Snoop, Houston, we see your solution. It looks prima, over.
That's right, John. Looks like our CSI solution, the total targeting, was just fantastic.
Control officer reports that all of the LEM consumables are in good shape. Showing a range now of 87 miles between the LEM and the CSM.
Yeah, we're going to be able to act and try again. We'll make sure what attitude holds. We knew that was wrong before.
Charlie Brown, Houston, over. Hello, Charlie Brown, Houston, over.
Houston, go ahead. Charlie Brown's reading you.
Roger, Snoop. I'm not reading him at all. We noticed he bypassed his roll maneuver at about 104.33. We recommend he manually roll 180 before he does his P20 auto maneuver. Over, after the burn.
He got that.
Okay, we barely heard him. Thank you.
John, we're at 343, 342, counting down to the burn. Past 2 minutes, John.
Jose, are you maneuvering now? Okay, we just lost lock, I understand.
Frank? John, we're within 35 seconds. Dead band attitude hold. 4, 3, 2, 1, burning.
turn was good.
Roger, Snoop, we copy.
And you copy the residuals?
That's affirmative. We got it all. Over.
Alrighty. Okay, go back up, John, and we'll be all set to track.